It's myself, Jeremy from Kentucky, on a Tuesday, post-Christmas, pre-New Year's, and about a week before the January 6th electoral vote counting. We're here on Republic Broadcasting Network. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and send your money in, upper left-hand menu button, find the donate button, smash that donate button, like Batman driving the Batmobile through the Joker's garage door. And I put in $30 last week. You guys can surely top that, can't you? Somebody can do 40. How about 500 of you send 40 in? Do it right now, everybody listening. I know you can. Tonight is the Tuesday night show, and you know what's on Tuesday night. Mike, hit the bat signal. Holy political commentary. We have Dr. Patrick Slattery, political scientist. Welcome to the show.
Thank you, Boy Wonder.
And much to talk about we have. So, you know, did you hear Sidney Powell was on the Rush Limbaugh show today?
I heard about it. I didn't hear it directly, but I think you did.
Yeah. The Rush had a fill-in, you know, one of his fill-in guys. But she was on second hour, and it was very good. I thought we could play, you know, here in a few, we'll play a couple of clips of that and then analyze it. But she laid out the election fraud fairly well, and they apparently have evidence of foreign interference.
Oh,
so that's pretty significant. How significant do you think foreign interference is?
Well, I think it's a bunch of bull, frankly, foreign interference. I mean, we've got our domestic, we know who did it. We have domestic people, these domestic forces. The foreign interference is boomer bait and whatnot. But, okay, I'll listen.
Well, I'm not even talking about the China thing. I'm talking about the Dominion machines being over in Europe.
Mm-hmm.
That type of foreign interference. And you're right, though. It could go the other way. It could go the other way real fast. There's no telling who's playing what game here.
Well, my question is, the machines being in Europe, but where are they in Europe? They're at CIA bases? Is that the story? And if that's the case, that's not exactly foreign interference. That's CIA rigging.
I haven't got the straight on that yet. Supposedly, machines were seized in Germany. I've never gotten the straight on that. I don't know if that's true or not.
We haven't. I mean, the rumor is that they were on a CIA installation in Germany.
Well, all we can do is report what we hear. And I think Sidney Powell being on Rush Limbaugh today, even though he had his fill-in there, Todd Herman, I think that was very significant. I've got three different clips to play,
and
I want to play those clips. And in between the clips, we'll sort of react, if you will. Since you haven't heard it, we'll get a very visceral react from you. And, Mike, if you have clip number one, let's go ahead and play that one, and then we'll get a react, if you can, Mike.
So I want to get to this new report you have and have you explain in like an elevator pitch what's in that report. And then I want to get to some of these questions that folks want to ask you that range from, hey, really, is there any chance to will you be Trump's AG? So what's in the new report, Sidney Powell?
The new report has a truckload of evidence of foreign interference in the election in it. that's what people want to seem to deny, even though the FBI and the CISA, the counterintelligence or whatever it's called, as part of Homeland Security that looks at foreign interference in elections, you know, the same guy that said there was no problem here actually issued an advisory and alert back on October 30th and updated on November 3rd, documenting foreign interference in the election. So for them to deny that now is absolutely absurd. Plus, we have an affidavit from an expert cyber warfare person who even shows the diagram of all the attacks coming in. And we know that the VPN, the virtual protocol something or other for computers, I'm not a computer geek, as you can probably tell. Anyway, the Dominion people left those open the night of the election and unencrypted, so anybody could get in. We know that the packets of information went to Serbia and Liechtenstein and Spain and Venezuela and Hunan, China and Hong Kong. I mean, there was traffic all over into our election system that is supposed to be self-contained, not accessible by the Internet at all. We have witnesses who document that it was connected to the Internet. We have a study out of one of the voting systems that we were finally allowed access to in Michigan. They know it was connected to the Internet. They erased their audit files and their adjudication files, where they dumped over 68% of the ballots into a bin that they call adjudication. That would have been thousands and thousands of ballots. And then an individual with no scrutiny whatsoever decides what to do with those. And obviously they were trained to either flip them for Biden, trash them for Trump, move them to a third-party candidate, and then do something else with them. It was a very elaborate and well-organized plan. And we're documenting that in lawsuits that we filed in that are now pending before the Supreme Court regarding the states of Arizona, Georgia, Michigan, and Wisconsin.
Sidney Powell's with us. And Sidney, I was drawn in to believing the election was stolen when I saw some analysis by Patrick Byrne, who is a gentleman who was the founder of Overstock.com and a great, great math mind and computer mind. A friend of mine named Justin Hart, who is an independent data analyst and not at all a grenade thrower, very settled scientific mind, who simply looked at the data and said, I am seeing structured data in raw data. It shouldn't be here. Seeing votes switched from Trump to Biden. So I'm with you on this. And here's I think, the crux of this question, or crux of this issue. I think I'll boil down the questions of listeners to this. Has a judge anywhere actually looked at the evidence that you have, or have they just read your brief? Has any judge in any of these cases, Sidney, said, I want to see all the evidence?
No, no judge has heard the evidence. No judge has truly even looked at the affidavits that have been attached. They have dismissed the cases out of hand on issues like standing or and the abstention doctrine, actually this ridiculous litany of excuses to reject our cases in particular, because we represent electors who have standing under the Constitution.
Okay, that's the first clip. Now let's analyze that, Patrick. First of all, she is not a computer person. VPN is a virtual private network, and I certainly am not a computer person, but I have a friend that is. And so basically, if you wanted to go online and play video games, and you wanted to buy services, and you didn't want people to know who bought, like that was you that bought them, and you wanted to hide your identity, you could use a VPN and not make you look like that you're somewhere else in another country. You know, because every time you do anything online, it basically flags you and you know, where your online services are coming from. So that's what a VPN is. And what she's saying, if I understand correctly, is that instead of having a secure network, these voting machines were open to hacking. Now, before we get too much into the fraud aspect,
I was just thinking of something as she was talking, because I just listened to your Boomer Vision earlier today. She's talking about foreign actors being Spain, Venezuela, Hong Kong. First of all, we know there was election fraud, obviously. But in our zeal to expose election fraud, is the system, even Sidney Powell, are they setting us up for some sort of a boogeyman here, for, you know, especially the Hong Kong reference? Are they setting us up?
I missed the Hong Kong reference. I heard her say Serbia and Liechtenstein and Spain and Venezuela. Spain. She said Hong Kong too? Welcome.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Are we being set up, like, in our zeal to want to uncover this election fraud, as all of these good Americans would, do you think, now this is the in plain sight, are we being fooled in plain sight here? Do you think that we're being set up for some sort of hostility towards maybe China?
That's very possible. I mean, there are people, and I don't know, I still don't quite have a handle on Sidney Powell. Obviously, on my show today, I talked about Falun Gong and the Epoch Times and the NTD, New Tang Dynasty YouTube channel, which are all connected, Falun Gong. And they have an agenda. And their agenda is they want to topple the Communist Party of China so that they can take over the country themselves, basically. I mean, that's basically it. And they want to use America and American troops and American blood and fortune in order to do it. They have their own agenda. And that's why, you know, I don't mind these people coming to the rallies, because we need the bodies. But they've got their own agenda. And there are a lot of people within the American establishment, you know, Gordon Chang, and for whatever reason, Tucker Carlson just follows him along. There are people in the State Department and elsewhere, the military, the CIA, who have it out for China. And I think a lot of it is a distraction. And you think of foreign interference, that you never hear Israel mentioned. And yet look at how many dual citizens or Israeli citizens put mega bucks into American elections. And I think back to 2016, Hillary Clinton literally went to Israel for a fundraiser. Now, there are a lot of dual citizens who live in Israel who can legally donate to the United States in an American election. But was there really any screening? I don't know. But the main thing is she went over to Israel for a fundraiser. And the whole Russia hoax thing was based on supposedly somebody, and it could have been somebody in America or anywhere using a VPN, but supposedly somebody bought Facebook ads, $40,000 or $50,000 worth of Facebook ads that were pro-Trump. And supposedly it was, you know, this place in St. Petersburg, Russia. And that's what the basis of the whole Russia hoax was. So I don't know, are we being set up? And is Sidney Powell, is she setting us up? Is she a dupe? She doesn't know computers. I know some aspects of computers and other aspects not. You know, I'd like to see the source code, because she's talked about algorithms and she's talking about votes being flipped. And maybe she doesn't have access to the source code, or maybe that's going to become available. I'd like to see that. As for, you know, Venezuela, I can think of a possible Venezuelan connection. I think Venezuela, and I remember 15, 16 years ago, Venezuela was a very early country using, I don't know if it was Dominion machines, but it was the type of machine that would print a ballot that could then be read by an optical scanner. And at the time, actually, it seemed like a pretty good system, because then you could go back and look at the paper ballots that were printed. I mean, compared to the ATM style machines that we were using 15 years ago, it certainly seemed a lot better. It's very possible that Dominion or some other similar company designed systems for Venezuela in order for the Venezuelan government to cheat in elections. Now, the Venezuelan government under Hugo Chavez didn't always win their elections. They lost at least two, I think actually three national elections. They lost a national referendum on amending the Constitution, and they lost a couple of legislature elections, or, you know, National Assembly elections. So they don't always win, but, you know, that's very possible. But the idea that people associated with the Venezuelan government have the capacity to hack into our elections, we saw what happened. We saw what happened in Philadelphia and Detroit and Atlanta and Milwaukee. And, you know, there may be a vote-flipping aspect to the Dominion machines. I tend to think there probably is, but we really haven't seen the evidence yet. And just talk about Liechtenstein or Spain or Hong Kong or Venezuela without any specifics, I don't know. Are we being set up? What do you think?
Well, here's something else I wanted to run by you. I value your take on this. I didn't include it in the prep, but I'm sure you're familiar. An executive order that Trump signed in September 12th of 2018, executive order on imposing certain sanctions in the event of foreign interference in a United States election. This is an actual executive order. Whitehouse.gov is what I'm on. And, you know, I've heard Monday, which was yesterday on the Rush Limbaugh show, his other fill-in, I can't remember the guy's name, but they're both pretty good, was talking about how, you know, Trump saw this coming, and that's why he wrote this executive order. So I'm trying to piece these pieces of the puzzle together. And if we were to get conspiratorial real quick, before we get into the heart of the election fraud that Sydney's going to lay out in the next two clips, before we get into that, I just want to get your take on this executive order. Are you familiar with it, and what do you think is going on here? And, you know, why would he write that order, what, 2 years ago?
I remember when it happened, and my assumption at the time, and it's an assumption, I really don't know what's going on, but so that was September 2018. On July 16th, 2018, President Trump had his one and only genuine summit with Vladimir Putin in Helsinki. They've met at two or three other events, you know, had photo op, but they never really, the only time they actually really met and talked was July 2018. And if you remember, Trump was just thrashed by the press at the press conference after the summit. You know, he was asked, did you ask Vladimir Putin about the meddling in the election? He says, yes, I did. And he denied it very strongly. He was very strong about it. And they said, well, do you believe? Yes, I believe him. Oh, so you believe him over the 17 intelligence agencies. And he wound up never meeting Putin again, except, you know, on the sideline for a photo op at the Osaka summit a year later. But he never had. That was it. And so he was on. My take was that he had been thrashed so badly after his summit meeting with Putin that he signed this, and he kept the sanctions on Russia going, and that this was a show that he was tough on Russia. That's what I read into. Now, I could be wrong, you know, and it was on foreign meddling, but I thought it was really to cover his rear end about that.
Very good. We'll get to that on the other side of the break.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing. knowledge, and knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
And we're back on In Plain Sight with Jeremy from Kentucky. The dynamic duo here doing a political analysis of Sidney Powell's appearance on the Rush Limbaugh show today. And we were mentioning the executive order that Trump signed in September of 2018 dealing with foreign interference in elections. And so on the one hand, yeah, he was covering his base with the Putin summit. And the accusations of Russian foreign elections. But also, I heard it spun yesterday on Rush and his fill-in, and 40 million plus people heard this, so we got to deal with it. It may be a little QAnon. But the spin was that Trump anticipated some sort of election fraud in 2020, back when he did this 2018 order, and that he wanted to be able to arrest anyone who was involved in this, and also tied in with foreign interference, number one. And number two, it could be setting us up for some sort of foreign conflict, possibly with China, since Hong Kong was mentioned in that. And, you know, we know we had the Hong Kong AstroTurf protests last year. So let me kick it back to you, Patrick, on those two points. What do you think about those two things that I just mentioned?
Yeah, so even if the prime motivation for the executive order was to seem tough on Russia, you know, in order to shield himself from the massive criticism. I mean, remember, he was called a traitor. former CIA director, what's the guy's name? James Brennan, or John Brennan. He said it was treason, you know, a capital offense. But, you know, if you're going to draft an executive order, well, you'll probably put some thought into what's in it. And you know, while I would like to think that Trump was anticipating election fraud, and certainly I think this year in 2020, he certainly was anticipating fraud because, you know, who couldn't see it coming? But he did take certain actions. He certainly put together a very significant poll watching effort. I mean, I was drafted into it, as were just thousands and thousands of people all over the country. You know, how effective was it? You know, who knows? I am somewhat concerned that I've heard people voice this concern, and I share it to an extent, that the kind of the QAnon line that, oh, this is all part of the plan, he set a trap, that might depress the needed turnout we have for these rallies, because, oh, well, he's, you know, it's all part of the plan, we'll just trust the plan. Whereas really, I mean, I don't know if there was foreign interference or not. That hasn't been proven. But what's been proven beyond the shadow of a doubt by Rudy Giuliani and his team is the massive fraud that took place in these cities, which is really what I want people to focus on until we've got, you know, more conclusive evidence about anything going on elsewhere. But, you know, and as for setting us up for a foreign conflict, one way or another, I'm very worried about a foreign conflict, no matter how this election winds up turning out. And China, you know, the China is being used as a scapegoat for the election, just like Russia was being used 4 years ago. And that's very, very dangerous. These are the two most powerful foreign countries there are. And to use them as scapegoats with really, as of now, with either Russia or China, no evidence, it's very dangerous.
And if Trump follows suit, and I hope that he would, should he win and be president for the next 4 years, perhaps he will not go along with the foreign conflict, just like he didn't go along with the war with Iran. He did the token things. The assassination of Soleimani was definitely tragic and a murder, actually. Mm-hmm. But we're not in war with Iran, and mm-hmm. We got out of Syria and let Russia take care of ISIS. And he is demanding troop withdrawals. So there are some good things to mm-hmm. another 4 years of Trump, as opposed to Biden and Kabbalah, who will just be neocons to the hilt, I'm sure.
Mm. And who could be hostile to Russia or to China? I mean, even though they're trying to link Biden to China, I don't think Biden's wed to China. He is wed to Israel, but I don't think he's wed to China. And who knows how that would turn out.
Right. So we got a break coming up, and the other side, we'll do some more Sidney Powell clips with the Kraken.
I'd pass out on the bedroom floor, sleep right through the calm before the storm.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Extendivite 7-herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs in Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. We have a special promotion going on at Republic Broadcasting. This is a fundraiser for Republic Broadcasting involving the Energy Planner. Mail me a postcard. My address is at my website at thelibertyman.com. We pick a postcard every other Thursday. When your postcard is drawn out, you get to buy an Energy Planner for $215 instead of $285, $70 discount. $200 goes to Republic Broadcasting. You also get a 10% discount on my mattress pads. So get those postcards in, put your name, your telephone number, your email address on there, and when your postcard is drawn, you get to get an energy cleaner for $215 instead of $285. Mattress pads, 10% off. Help us out at Republic Broadcasting and help yourself to get an energy cleaner at a deep discount. It's a win-win situation for everybody. We hope you can get these postcards in soon. Thank you very much.
And back in plain sight with the dynamic duo. You can also catch us in the chat room in plain sight.chitango.com. That's site spelled S-I-T-E. And we're doing a political analysis here of Sidney Powell's appearance on the Rush Limbaugh show today with good old Mark filling in for Rush. So, Sydney has promised to release the Kraken, and before the next clip, I would think that the next couple of clips should show us a little Kraken action going there. Release the Kraken, Mike.
Release the Kraken.
Clip number two of Sidney Powell.
In all of these states. So for them to dismiss our cases on any basis is absolutely ridiculous. We have just an extraordinary volume of evidence that you wouldn't even put in the complaint stage of a normal case. But knowing the scrutiny this was going to receive, we've documented it extremely well, as best as could be possibly done in the length of time allowed under the whole election setup. I mean, this was a masterful Machiavellian scheme by all the people that pulled it off. And COVID was a cover for the fake ballots. There are hundreds of thousands of fake ballots that were generated.
Let's talk about that.
Into the system.
Let me talk about that.
We're getting even more evidence on that every day.
Okay. That's new information to me, and I want to hear about the fake ballots. I've heard witnesses say, I've seen ballots come in that were on different paper. They were all for Biden. It looked like it was the same markings on each ballot. It looked like it was, copied forms. It didn't look like natural ballots. So do you have these ballots? Could you take these ballots or copies of these ballots, hand them to a judge and say, look, all of these are the same, Your Honor. This is a copy machine. Do you have that?
I know somebody who has some of those. We are in the process of getting them, and there should be a lot more of them out there if we could get access to the actual ballots from any court, which actually is required by federal law, but nobody's following the law here. It would be much easier to prove it. But yes, there were bins and bins and bins of fake ballots that were shipped across the country the night in the night of the election, in the middle of the night, and others that were shipped previously to be in place in different cities, mainly the most corrupt ones that are Democrat strongholds that stopped counting votes the night of the election until they could get the new ballots they needed to backfill into the system to try to create the votes that would make Biden appear to win.
So as you listen to Sidney Powell, I want to remind you of something. Sidney defended Michael Flynn, General Flynn. And the government withheld withheld evidence, exculpatory evidence, evidence that showed that the first investigators who talked to Flynn went back to DOJ, FBI and said, hey, this guy's good. I don't see any intent to deceive. And Sidney Powell had to spend her time and her money and her efforts to force the release of that. And it took forever. Sidney, can you hold with us through the break? And when we come back, is that okay if you hold for a couple minutes and come back and talk some more with us? I want you to think about this. When we come back, I want you to imagine a circumstance where you find yourself in an elevator with five members of the Supreme Court. And you have a 90-second opportunity to make your elevator pitch to say, Madam and Mr. Justice, I hope to interest you in actually seeing my evidence. So when we come back with Sidney Powell, Sidney, I want you to undertake in 90 seconds to tell us how this election was stolen and the proof you would offer Supreme Court justices as you're stuck in an elevator with them. Sidney Powell joins us on the Rush Limbaugh program. It's Todd Herman filling in on the EIB Network.
Release the Kraken.
So, the Kraken, there it is. I don't know how dangerous it is, but there it is. The question that was asked to her, do you have these ballots? And she says that she knows someone who does, and they're trying to get access. And that they should be able to get access to the ballots by court, but that's being blocked. And that there's bins and bins of fake ballots in these Democratic strongholds. So there's a lot there to unpack. Mm-hmm. Wouldn't you think, Patrick? I would think that she could have these ballots by now. It's been 2 months since the election. Well over. No, hold on. It's been about 6 weeks, right? November 3rd. Yeah, it's been going on 2 months. So the Kraken needs to get on out there and disturb the seas, right? Because game time is next Wednesday.
That's right. So with Rudy Giuliani, he had that tour. He took a tour once it started in Gettysburg with Senator Dan Mastriano getting a committee chairman to hold a hearing, and he held that hearing in Gettysburg. And then where did it move to next? Did it go next to Atlanta, and it got better? And he moved to, I think he went to Phoenix. He went to, did he go to Lansing, Michigan? I'm pretty sure he went to Madison, Wisconsin. So he just went on a tour of four or five states and presented evidence in front of the legislators. And really got, it kind of snowballed. And he got a huge amount of evidence out there. Now with Sidney Powell, maybe it has to do with the nature of the evidence that she's pursuing, and it might have to do with she is pursuing court cases as opposed to hearings in front of legislatures. Maybe it's a strategic thing. She has not been able to get evidence out there, and maybe she has it, or maybe she knows of its existence and is unable to get it in her hands. So it's a little bit hard to know how to ascertain it. I do think that there's most likely a good deal to what she says regarding these Dominion machines. From what has come out from the reports and from what we saw on election night, with all of a sudden votes being moved one way or another, at least on our television screens, it really seems like there's something there, and I want to get to the bottom of it before the 6th of January. I don't know if we can. It's not really necessary, honestly, because Rudy Giuliani has so much that it's, we have enough. But wow, if she really could release the Kraken, and if it's not invisible to people, that could be enough to persuade the people who need to be persuaded. We'll see. What do you think?
Well, I watched the original 1981 Clash of the Titans. I didn't watch the new one. Sorry, guys. And the Kraken's very visible. That thing is massive. So that's what I'm expecting when she says release the Kraken. Apparently, according to what she's played in these clips, she has computer data, on this election fraud, and she's able to get the ballots. Supposedly, she's got contact with people that can get them. So those are two major things, along with what Giuliani has, as you mentioned. So, the main thing here, it doesn't even have to go to the courts. Now, she's going to mention, I think in the next clip, that these things are pending with the Supreme Court. But SCOTUS is probably compromised, and they don't want to get into this. We've heard that they have said, well, we don't want to release this because of the riots, because there could be riots. And apparently they're referring to what's happened earlier this year with BLM and Antifa rioting in the cities of America. And I guess they don't want to be responsible for that. I think they're just bought and paid for. I have no confidence in the Supreme Court. But the release of this information is what's necessary for the American public in the court of public opinion, for our Senate and congressmen to object to these electoral votes and for this thing to be thrown into the House. And so far, I think I've heard that we have 12 congressmen that will object to the electoral votes, but no senators as of yet. Mm-hmm. That's what I've heard. Have you heard similar?
Yeah, I've heard like that. Now, Rand Paul is supposedly thinking about it, and Ron Johnson is supposedly thinking about it. Maybe another one. I think all of these people need to be emboldened, and it's they are to an extent bought and paid for, but everybody has to have cost-benefit analyses, and there are multiple factors that they have to weigh, and the one factor is the preponderance of evidence, the possibility of them going down in history as participating in the destruction of the Republic, but also another factor which we can do something about is to fill the streets of Washington, D.C. for blocks and even miles around the Capitol building. And, those people will be in the Capitol building. And can you imagine being a senator in the Capitol building? And, you can go underground from the Capitol building to the Senate offices, the Russell office building or the Long office building, or you can go from the House of Representatives side. There's the underground tunnels with little subway cars in them. I've been on them. They're connected to the Library of Congress, but they don't go forever. And if we've got enough people jam-packed there, can you imagine these people thinking, oh my God, I've got to get my car through that, or I've got to walk through that?
Let's go to clip number 3 of Release the Kraken, and then we'll react on the other side of the break. Go ahead, Mike.
Sydney, before the break, I asked you to just imagine the circumstance that you find yourself in an elevator with five Supreme Court justices, and it's a long elevator ride, and you've got 90 seconds. And so Mr. and Madam Justice, and I don't know the specific honorific, you have 90 seconds to convince them to actually, Sydney, look at your evidence. 90 seconds with the justices. How does Sidney Powell proceed?
Well, the very night of the election, many people saw something they have never seen before in the history of our elections. They saw votes being changed on the screen in front of them, going from President Trump to Mr. Biden. On top of that, the morning after the election, well, even that night, the voting stopped. They stopped counting in multiple districts at the same time before the vote got to 270 electors for President Trump. That's never happened before. The only time votes have ever been stopped being counted in this country on election night was when the Broward County problem developed over the hanging chads in one county in Florida. So for five states to stop counting on election night is absolutely unprecedented, and they did it because the vote count for the Electoral College was about to hit and go over 270 for President Trump because of the massive outpouring of votes for him that night. By the next morning, multiple mathematicians had contacted me and told me they knew the algorithm that had been run to change the votes. It was that obvious to people with mathematical expertise. It is a mathematical impossibility for hundreds of thousands of votes to have shown up in the middle of the night for President Biden alone, I mean for Vice President Biden alone, and to have been injected into the system the way that they were. We have eyewitness testimony of countless people who saw votes coming in unsecured containers and improper means and looking different the night of the election. These people have come forward at great personal risk to themselves and their families to provide thousands of affidavits of voting abnormalities and actual crimes that they witnessed happen on election night. The very fact that the other side is working so hard to hide all this, federal law requires transparency in our electoral process and our elections. There's a federal statute that requires all the documents pertaining to elections to be maintained for 22 months following an election for the very reason that it has to be completely auditable. A federal judge in October in Atlanta found all kinds of problems with the Dominion system that Georgia bought and crammed down for everybody across the state to use. That's where the most problems have been, is in Georgia. Witnesses have come forward. There was supposedly a water leak that they shut down voting for. That was an abject lie. We have video of witnesses pulling suspect ballots out from under a table after they ran off all the observers. Somebody told me that one of the people that did that has told government officials how it happened and what happened, but has that information been provided to the public? No. There is rampant voter fraud of all kinds, federal violations of 5 years and more across the country by virtue of all the misconduct on election night. The flipping of votes by Dominion is even advertised in their ability to do that, to run a fraction, to make a Biden vote count 1.26% and a Trump vote to only count 0.74. They've done it before. They've done it in Venezuela. They've done it in other foreign countries. They've done it in this country. We have evidence even that it was done in 2016 in California to benefit Hillary over Bernie. And it's been done in other local elections and smaller elections, different places. This is the only time it's been this widespread. And the reason it didn't work this time, they've been able to shave these votes for a long time, but the reason it didn't work completely this time and they had to shut down in so many places was because so many Trump supporters poured out on the day of the election to vote for President Trump in what was a landslide victory, an historic victory, is because it broke the algorithm. That's why they had to stop counting that night. That's why they had to bring in ballots and try to backfill. And it still doesn't work because there's still hundreds of thousands more votes than there were actual voters to vote them. The math simply doesn't add up. And if they had nothing to hide, why aren't they providing transparency into the voting system of the United States of America, the country that is founded on the rule of law and is supposed to be above all of this? It's absolutely the most appalling criminal operation in the history of our country.
So there you go. She refers to the Broward County Chads. Says that multiple mathematicians have contacted her. And a federal judge in Atlanta actually has flagged this. And so she even refers back to this has happened before in 2016, how Bernie was hosed for Hillary's victory. So there's the information out. This is what we've all known. It's what we've been talking about. She's out on Rush Limbaugh's show. And with just 30 seconds before the break or so, gets her reaction.
Well, actually, as you recall, on election night, we were on the Red Pill Hardcore. And we could see this stuff starting.
Come back after the break.
We also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
For over 20 years now, Extendivite has proven time and again, it really works. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. I received an arterial switch at birth. In my mid-20s, I started getting slight runs of NSVT. Nothing too serious, but enough to cause worry. I started taking Extendivite a little over 2 years ago, and it helped cut the palpitations and NSVT down drastically. This isn't a cure-all supplement. I strongly recommend a good diet and exercise to aid in any heart troubles you may be having, and I strongly recommend giving Extendivite a try. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
It is useless to resist us.
In plain sight, and I'm going to kick it back to you, Patrick, for the react on the third Release the Kraken clip of Sidney Powell. Go ahead.
Well, she made a good 90-second pitch. Of course, a lot of what she was talking about was Rudy Giuliani's stuff. I do think there's something to this Dominion voting, and I hope we get it out there. And I hope it inspires hundreds of thousands, or who knows how many people, but it just inspires people to go down to Washington, D.C. and surround the Capitol and give those people something to think about. You know, they're in there. We want them to feel better sticking around inside the Capitol for days on end, hashing things out, than coming out and having to pass through a giant throng. I'm not going to say a mob, because we're civilized people, but to pass through hundreds of thousands or millions of patriots after having committed acts of a scoundrel. So that's what we want. Just give them something to think about. Give them a conscience and a backbone.
And as we're going to cover on your show tomorrow, you know, Mike Pence actually has the ability to reject these Democrat electors for Joe Biden. He absolutely has that ability. And that's part of the prep. And you'll probably have to tune into the Patrick and Jeremy show on National Bugle tomorrow at 1 p.m. Central on RBN to get the gist of that. But maybe a little tease on how Mike Pence could reject those electors.
So the Constitution, it was originally Article 2, Section 1, but then also this 12th Amendment, which revamped the Electoral College process. It says that the vice president opens the votes. It's not, and they will be counted in the passive voice in the presence of a joint session of Congress. So, you know, people could say he does or doesn't, but he's got to do it, and he can reject it. It'll cause a ruckus, and then we'll see what happens. But he's got to reject it. I would like to hear. I think in your prep, you probably have some constitutional scholars who might be able to go into a bit more detail. So people should tune into the Patrick and Jeremy show tomorrow at 1 p.m. Central.
And that's part of the prep. Is Louie Gohmert, congressman from Texas, is suing Mike Pence. And he seeks an order allowing for Pence to choose electors. So he's suing Pence in the sense that he's going to, I guess, force Pence's hand. That's the gist of the article that we're going to cover. But exciting times that we have in front of us. And you're absolutely right. This is going to take many, many different paths to victory, and we've got Powell trying to release the Kraken. We've got Giuliani and his hair melting speeches, but we also have the American people. We the people. I mean, wouldn't it be great if you had millions in Washington next week on the 6th to demonstrate that we don't want this republic to be stolen from us? That we want the rule of law, and that we want the election process to be upheld. And so that's what it's going to take. People in the street, if you can make it next week, make it. If you can't, send money to RBN, because I know John Statenberg is going. Nothing's going to stand in our way. In plain sight, Maryland, Kentucky. Thank you, Patrick. We'll see y'all tomorrow.
The Republic Broadcasting Network late-night premiere show Red Pill Hardcore is hosted by activists that want to hear from you, the listeners, so that you can get involved in the activism. Please call in at 800-313-9443 at 10 p.m. to enter the discussion. To book yourself as a guest, call our studio at 202-657-5715 or contact RBN staff. Remember, keep it real and take the red pill.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24/7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.